So what's the plan when y'all start waking up after your long rest?
I think Rian, after stretching out...
Did anyone mention the whale?
In the morning, I think he'll discuss with everybody as he comes up. He'll be like, did anybody else hear and he'll like imitate kind of the sound he heard, like, or something like that, like a snort.
Well, it wasn't me this time. I don't think.
What, like a horse?
No.
I wasn't sure. It's like hard to tell. Do you hear it too, Dreamer?
Yes, I heard it. There's probably just some whales breaching for air.
Ah, that does sound kind of like what I heard.
Oh.
I'd say I couldn't place it.
Do you think...
Whales need air? I thought they breathed water.
Oh, no. Whales always got to come up for air. That's why you always see them breach when they're next to ships. Sailing around, they'd always follow you around. They come up, you see it shoot up in the air. It's pretty beautiful. Majestic creatures.
I did not know that they needed to breathe air. I thought they breathed water.
I don't know if they have to breathe air. I really haven't done the anatomy of a whale. But, you know, obviously,
Dane knows that they
do. Do you think the bell calls a whale?
Why would it call a whale?
I don't know.
Why not?
The bell is here for a reason.
It calls something.
I guess I just kind of assumed it was like a... I mean, there's a dock here. I guess I just assumed it was like as a,
yeah, but a dock
ship's
to
come
what?
In.
He just kind of gestures around. What? To this hut?
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make any much sense, huh?
And plus, the dock is right there. He just points to it, right here.
Go and see what it does.
Oh, I'm going with you. I absolutely want to ring that bell, whatever the hell it does. If it does anything, it could just be a bell.
I'm very sorry to say this, but I think you're too heavy now.
I'll be fine.
She looks at his armor and then points at the eyes.
I can get you over there.
But be ready with whatever you got, but I should be fine. This water looks sturdy.
I could just go ring it.
This water looks sturdy.
What?
Not the water, the ice looks sturdy. Did I say water? I didn't mean it.
You did say water.
The water looks sturdy.
I think your subconscious is speaking for you.
So, you want to walk when I can just send you over there instantly?
It didn't. I worry about spending your spells.
Hey, you don't have to waste it. It's literally ice. We've been walking across ice forever. It's fine. We've done this already.
Please let me go first.
So while you all are arguing... Miri kind of hops off the low cliff overlooking the ice and starts gliding over.
See, this is what happens. Now she gets to ring the bell and we all look like assholes.
I'm not walking across that.
You didn't have to. I was going to walk.
I didn't tell your dragon to leave.
Miri is the smartest of all of us.
It is true. Miri, you are the smartest of all of us.
Don't. And distantly you hear, oh, I know.
Don't let it go to your head.
As she is passing, she banks and smacks the bell with her tail.
Dong.
And all the icicles that are all around the rim break off, and you hear the clapper strike the inside of the metal. It's a very clear ringing as it sort of rocks back and forth, and it gradually dies off, and she flies back to the group and settles in the snow beside Rian, looking very, very draconically smug. Mm-hmm. But nothing emerges from the
kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. Hey,
this place has been abandoned, it looks like, okay, for a while. So,
Bale?
You do see from the tall stones that around the spur of rock that the bell is under, a couple of dark shapes rise into the air. Small against the dark sky. And they fly over the group and start circling, and you see that there are vultures above you, of all things.
That is not ominous at all.
I told you.
Sarcasm.
Hey,
that
was good.
Good. You got it. He's like looking up.
Yeah.
I totally normal.
Why are they here?
Hey.
They know
vultures usually circle when something's dying.
As they descend a little lower, now about 100 feet above you, you realize that the perspective of them against the night sky, this black birds against blackness, really kind of throws off your sense of scale. These are not normal-sized vultures. These are giant.
Uh-oh.
Easily as big as Dreamer was as the eagle.
Oh.
Shit.
But they're just circling. They are not coming any nearer the party.
Dreamer, can you talk to him?
I can today.
What are you doing?
I assume he's going to do talk with animal or speak with animal.
Okay, you're going to talk to the vultures.
He's also gaining a new wild shape.
Oh, shit! Oh. He could be a giant vulture now. That's right. All you got to do is see it, right?
Yep.
That's awesome. Now you can do a big-ass fucking mechanical vulture.
Dreamer's going to cast the spell using a spell slot, cup his hands around his mouth, and shout up at them. Like, hey! Not like that, but
hey!
What's going on?
So as you say this, the vultures begin to descend, circling lower, and they seem to really take their time with it. A pair of them lands on the roof of the hut. Another two land out on spurs of rock, out on the ice. And a fifth perches on the edge of the boat there on the near pier to the hut. You can see as it lands this boat that is sort of trapped in the ice. It doesn't rock at all as you would expect. You know, if there was liquid water underneath, it's frozen through. But its claws, you could hear wood cracking and creaking as it grips onto the boat. And all of them have their eyes fixed on you, Dreamer, and are kind of like bobbing their heads around. What do you do?
Are they talking back?
No, they're not.
Compliment them.
Were you guys expecting food?
As soon as you mention food, the biggest one, the one that had landed on the boat there at the pier, sort of clacks its beak and turns its head sideways to look at you.
Well, girls, ain't this a surprise? What you here for?
We're exploring.
Explored pretty far from the towns.
Yeah, that's what we do. What happens when the bell rings normally?
Well, when the bell rings, sometimes we feast, but your group here, they look like a little much.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, it's not worth the time.
Yeah, you are getting the very distinct impression that had you rung that bell when you were all still injured, you might be having a different conversation.
Nice. Good call on the rest.
Oh boy.
It was a time when Anga would have come out and rung the bell.
Anga was a person?
Druid. Lived in that hut there. Her corpse isn't in there, is it?
Dreamer will look at the group. Was there a corpse? Was there a corpse inside the house? I didn't look.
No!
I didn't eat any dead bodies.
I wouldn't sleep in there if there was a corpse in there.
No, we didn't see one.
Ain't pity. How about one of the dogs? I could tell you more of what happens when you ring the bell.
The fuck is with everybody trying to eat our goddamn dogs?
You didn't hear that.
No,
yeah, I know you didn't. That was Dane.
Maybe the bird? The axe beak?
Nope. You'll have to find your food elsewhere. I'm sorry.
And you'll have to find your answer elsewhere.
Okay.
It looks disgruntled and... For a moment, you could see the others kind of shifting in anticipation. But with a sharp word, she kind of gets them to settle back down. And no, not this group. Not much for us, I think, girls. You know, we'll hang back and see what happens. And the five of them are going to take off back to the top of the rocks there. But you could see now they're no longer concealing themselves. All five perch at the lip of the stone arch at which the base of which is the bell.
Huh. Well, good job, Dreamer. Thought we were in for a fight there. What'd they say?
Part of me wanted to say nothing useful. Just move on.
Yep. Typical Dreamer player.
Fucking Dreamer, 100%. There's the rest of the game we're playing, and there's Lando's game.
No, it's cool. I mean, the first...
Hidden in...
The first time, like, I'm sitting next to Landon in person... I'm just gonna sock the shit out of his thigh. For every time.
Every time he does it, yeah. Every time.
Just wham!
Talking like, Wow, that was a juicy secret. Better keep it to myself.
I'm like, that's for all the secrets, motherfucker. anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a druid who lived in the hut over there named Anga and would ring the bell and the vultures would feast.
A what name, Anga?
A druid.
Why do all the druids here suck?
That doesn't mean he sucked just because he had
well,
some.
Well, sorry, present company excluded.
Huh.
Kind of.
So he just rang it for the vultures, huh? They're pretty big. Could they give us a ride?
Not riding.
I think
one
they'd
of
sooner
them.
Eat you.
Of course, they'd rather eat us, but that's.
I mean, all they have to do is just fly up and then just turn over and drop you.
I don't know. I got a good grip. That's a grip like a great ape.
Nope.
We were just on the back of a dragon. I don't think we want to ride anything for a little bit.
No.
I got to say, I'm a little upset that you guys got to ride a dragon first.
I rode a dragon before you. It's true.
Aye.
That is true. It's a little fucked up.
And an ancient dragon, but, nonetheless.
I mean, I literally have a daughter for a dragon. I never rode a dragon in my life, but...
I think it'd be weird if you did.
Why'd it be weird if I rode a dragon? She used to ride on my shoulder all the time.
Yeah, it's only fair I pay him back.
That's...
But don't say it like that. That sounds awful. That sounds like you're gonna fucking drop... Like, that sounds worse than what the goddamn vultures are gonna do. Afraid you're gonna just turn over and drop me out of the sky.
Yeah, payback for having to perch on top of all that dandruff.
Really? Really? A dandruff joke
he
right
just
now.
Just brushes your shoulder off.
Oh, look, it's snowing.
Yes, she gets it.
Fucking Rian just flips you both off and walks away. It's like, well, I'm really fucking glad we came here just to take shots at me all goddamn day.
All right.
So, while you're all standing there at the edge of the water, from that distant fog bank, you know, out past the shore, you see high in the sky a white speck emerging.
Oh shit.
And as it starts to approach the land, it's still ridiculously high. You can hardly make out what's above. You see a very, very large white bird and a tiny speck of a rider in flowing white who reaches up and almost seems to brush their fingers across the sky.
Oh.
And as they do, you see an aurora unfolding behind them.
Oh.
What?
And as they go, they gain more and more height till they become a distant, indistinguishable speck. And you realize it's probably the closest you've been, aside from that one time on the mountaintop, to Oral as they paint the sky with an aurora.
Nice. And we could see the direction they came from too, right?
Tavini is going to memorize the exact direction that she came from and quickly
jot
it down.
Yeah, somewhere out in that fog.
Sweet. That gives us at least a... I mean, that, if anything, is more of a, like a, at least a, hey, we're on the right path. Like, that's... We can see out there into the distance where she at least came from, and it makes sense that, you know, she'd start off near home. So, there you go. Track time, direction, detail with uncanny precision. You gain the following benefits.
Was she within 300 feet?
Why?
Just asking.
For a friend.
Yeah, for a friend. Just curious.
That friend is fucking desolation.
Was she, though?
I can't imagine.
No, she was further out.
Fair enough. Probably good for the best.
Yep. That's how I feel.
Yep.
If we could make it to her palace, now would be the time to go.
Oh, that's a great point. I didn't even think of that while she's painting across the sky. It's the perfect time to sneak in.
She'll be home before we get... What do you mean? Do you not know time
No, no. I'm not saying right now. I'm saying when we do finally go in.
Oh.
To start it now. Obviously, we probably can't get there because we still don't have a way across the water to get there now.
Right. When we do, we go in just before this begins. We go get close.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go in as she's going out.
Exactly.
Well, we can certainly try to time it.
Genius.
But, you know, first we have to find a way to get there, so.
Say, I love that great big brain of yours.
I does not take long to paint the sky, though, so we would have to be quick.
If it isn't quick, we're dead. So
absolutely.
Actually, Tavini's going to turn around and watch and try and get a measure of how long it takes. Like, for the next while, she's just going to watch the sky and see how long it takes for the aurora to just keep going and going and going and going and get to the other side. And try and guess how long it takes for her to get across, and then double that for how long it takes for her to get back. Assuming she has to fly back.
Yeah, there's a chance. And assuming you can even see where it ends. I mean, from here you can see into the sky, but you know, at some point your actual vision of
as far as she could see. And then guess from there. So even if it's off by a bit, if it's shorter than how long she actually stays out there, that's still a good guess.
Okay. So in the meantime, while you're settling in to wait for Arl's return, out in the patch of water in the ice near the bell, there is a soft exhalation of breath. And for any of you who are looking, you can see the curved white back of a beluga whale coming to the surface to exhale. But while it's there, it doesn't descend back into the waters. Instead, comes to the edge of the ice nearest to the party and seems to be watching them over the lip of the ice.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's a big chubby beluga.
Aw. Oh, boy. That's fantastic.
He watches it, you know, bobs down under the water surface, and then about 30 seconds later, kind of comes up breaching about a quarter of its body length to be able to better see you up there on the shore.
Fuck it. I think Rian's going to go out to it.
Okay.
Just really want to fall into the ice.
Perhaps. Maybe that's exactly what I want.
It's a great way to get it.
As you come to the edge of the ice to where you're now standing around that very large hole in the water, the beluga has retreated under the surface a bit. You could see the white shape of it underneath in that dark water, as it's very obviously sort of circling and cruising and checking you out. And Miri is going to join you out there on the ice. Is herself going to perch on the edge of it.
Yeah. Miri, have you ever seen a whale before? I know you've dove under before and, you know, spent a lot of time under the water, but have you ever actually seen a whale before?
I mean, I think I have and I haven't.
Well, that's vague.
I don't know how to explain it.
Like, you know what it is, but you haven't actually seen one.
Yeah, it looks familiar.
Hmm. And say, I used to see these all the time when I'd be sailing. In fact, when we finally do get our little cove, it's like, I bet wouldn't be surprised if every time we sail out, we don't see a few of these.
Looks kind of chubby.
He does look a little chubby. I've seen these ones before. They get much bigger, too. There's ones that are the size of a ship that'll swim alongside you. Amazing.
And as you're having this conversation, the beluga has been cruising, kind of checking you out. Mm-hmm. And you could see others down there in the water, much deeper. You know, this one seems to be kind of a scout checking out the party. But it does come to the surface just a few feet from your boot and lifts its head up and kind of opens its mouth expectantly.
Awesome. I think Rian's probably got a ration or two on him. And I think he'll pull out a ration. And if I have anything made of fish, I don't know if I do, but if I have any rations made of fish, I'll throw that to him.
Okay. As soon as it catches it, you hear a series of very delighted clicks and whistles, and it dives with the fish that you've tossed it and disappears into the water. And shortly after, all the others that are there, they kind of fade into the dark as well. But there is another shape that starts to emerge from the depths.
Uh-oh.
This one much larger and much darker.
Uh-oh.
Dwarfing you and Miri. This thing comes rising up, this big bulbous head, coming fast up to the surface.
I think Rian kind of slowly backs away a little bit, like, oh boy, oh boy. Krellick kills the Kraken!
And before he could really retreat that far, the massive head of a sperm whale comes and sort of breaks the surface, it curves, and blows out this great exhalation of air, this great gust, immediately throwing up a spray of mist that sort of drifts away onto the comparatively still air.
See, I told you, Mary. Much bigger ones. These ones are great big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Look at you. It came right to me.
Oh, look at yourself.
I hear that?
You hear that?
Like, who the... What the fuck? He kind of, like, looks at the whale. He's like, did you just say that?
Oh, who else would be talking at this time?
Pretty much anything else. I've never heard a whale talk before. I mean, I guess it's not crazy. We've heard a lot of weird things talk.
Have you talked to many... tried to talk to many whales?
Okay, so...
I'm not the one who fed my friends.
I mean... Sorry, this is kind of new for me. This is amazing. I can't believe you can talk. That's fantastic. What's your name?
Angajuk at your service.
Oh, wait, shit.
Angajuk, that's... You're right. Are you the same as the... No, the other dryad was Anga, right? Was the druid that lived here?
Anga's been dead some decades now.
Oh, okay.
Just me out here.
Aw, I'm sorry. Were
what
you friends?
Your friends there?
Be like, I think at that point and, you would yell for everybody. Be like, everybody, come here. This whale talks.
And those of you who are still on the shore will have seen.
Saying its name is Angajuk, like the bell.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
Liar.
I love that you commit to these fucking cross the room bits. They get me every fucking time.
I'm back.
Yeah, and there in the hole in the ice, you can see a very large sperm whale. It's currently like sort of tipped over on her side so she can see you with an eye that is about as big as your head, maybe bigger. It just kind of seems to be looking over the party on the shore. And you can also see under the lip of the ice that there's something on her back, and that they're down in the dark where her body just sort of disappears into the darkness. You can't even see her tail down there. There seem to be like straps across her body behind her flippers.
What you got there? You got some type of apparatus on you. What's all that all about?
Oh, this is something Anga made. Used to do tours down here.
Tours?
Well, yes, I haven't given one in a while, but...
I mean, I don't want to impose, but are you saying you could, like, take us down underwater?
Well, it's not like I can come up to the air with you.
Ah! What? Okay, that is amazing and everything.
Look at the tiny one! Oh. You're the small... Are you a child? I haven't seen a child in years.
Hello. No, I am...
Hello.
I am a halfling.
Oh, what's a halfling?
Me. We are small people. Very small.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah, it's like how your friends are smaller than you. She's smaller than us.
Oh, yes. I just didn't think... I mean, I thought Anga was the smallest person, but she was doubled over with age.
Oh.
And what of them? What of that one there? You clank around.
Oh,
Yeah, Krellick's still on the land.
Oh, no, sorry, not you. I meant the one in the back.
Oh, okay.
Can hear him shifting his weight. So noisy.
That is Krellick.
Krellick.
I think he might be worried about the ice. He is very heavy.
I wouldn't blame him. No, dear. And her eye shifts to you, Dreamer. I know your kind. It's been a while since I saw Anga, but I know a druid. How are you?
I'm well.
Well, I'm whale.
Oh, I like this one.
That was funny.
That was good. Fuck.
That was very funny.
It's been a while since I've had anyone to make jokes with, you know. Sea life tends to take things very literally.
Oh.
Can't really use a metaphor with a beluga, you know. Yeah, very sweet lot, but a little dull.
So,
oh.
This one was saying that, I mean, actually she hadn't agreed to it yet, but apparently that apparatus on her back allows her to take people down below the water. And I was going to ask very politely if she might do that for us, because that sounds amazing. And not only that, I was thinking This could get us across the water. If, of course, Angajuk would be willing, of course.
Across the water? Where do you want to go across the water? There's no island. Well.
Yeah, he's like, have you
seen? No.
Okay.
No, you don't want to go there.
We don't want to go there, but we kind of have to.
So you know where this place is.
Well, that's a conundrum, isn't it?
Aye.
Well, I think every sea creature knows and stays away. You mean to go to Aurel's Island, don't you?
Aye. What are we going to do, Tavini?
Tavini looks up to keep an eye out for you-know-who.
Oh, coming back? Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, she's still trying to keep track of when she comes back.
The vultures are all gathered at the edge of the rock formation above you still, and they are peering very interestedly down at the whale. Oh, don't mind that lot. They're just waiting for the day that I and one of my friends goes belly up at the hole here. They've been hunters time and again. I'm a little too clever for them.
I am sorry to hear that.
No, it's quite all right. You know, either I smash them up or drown them, and then I leave the corpses for this lot, so... If I wanted to, you know, break up the ice and... Well, the rest of you freeze, but I'm not that type.
Thank you for not freezing and drowning us.
No, it's quite all right.
Hey.
I would sink like a rock.
Same. He, like, clanks his armor. But... Would you, or is there something we could do for you, whatever, that you'd be willing to help us? The idea is, I'm sure you've noticed it's been dark for a really long time, and we're hoping to fix it. And what we need, we're thinking, is on Aura's Isle. So we are hoping to get there, possibly go when she's away, painting the sky, and... sneak in, get the thing we need, and sneak out. And if you had the ability to help us, that would be amazing. We'd be eternally grateful.
You could return the sun.
Aye, that's the plan.
We would like to try, yes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer around here without it.
No, quite, and I would have to be a monster if I were to ask anything of you for something so grand a favor. No, I think I can help you.
Tavini's going to crouch down so she's closer to the water and... Well, actually, it would probably put her below eye level, but yeah, she's going to crouch down. If that is...
Most wicked where game the little of peekaboo. One go?
Oh. She pops back up.
If that is something... There you are, dear.
Does it not have object permanence?
No, it does, but like...
I'm just kidding.
She dropped below eye level. Yeah.
So it's gone, yeah. And they're like, where'd it go? Yeah.
So instead she'll lean over.
Oh, sorry. If there is, something you need, we would be happy to help if we can.
I mean, I could very much use the sun. That'd be lovely to have back.
Oh.
Oh, it's been so long since I've had it on my back and my flukes. No, I think having it back would be enough, dear.
Oh, okay.
Why, do you often run across people wanting things for you, from you, for favors?
Yeah, they're really bad at haggling. This one especially, points at Tavini.
I like it is nice to help people.
Exactly.
That's precisely eyes. My thinking.
I like you. I think you are very smart and nice.
I liked your joke.
That was very funny.
But it was pretty good. Is there, like, we can't breathe?
Oh, don't worry about my jokes. That one was just a fluke.
That you enjoyed that too much. The fact that I could hear it in your voice as you finished that fucking joke. That you just tickled the shit out of yourself with it. you can hear her voice go up at the end, be like, "It's just a fluke."
She's fucking krilling me right now, dude.
He's caught on. I like him.
Well, I am having a whale of a time.
Yes, they'll never end. All right, they will end. They have to end.
Yep.
So we...
I suppose I'll have to see what I can do.
So, riding a whale, that all sounds whimsical and wonderful, but how do we breathe underwater?
Oh, well, I've... Well, anger took care of that.
Give me a day. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, no, we can... I mean, she took it. She very literally took care of it. Here, climb on. And she's gonna tip forward a little, sort of diving. And you can see now as her back comes into view that it's not the bare, smooth back of a sperm whale, that all these straps around her flukes and her chest are attached to a very large bubble. There's like half of a ship seated on her back and a domed bubble around
this
that.
This feels like the fucking magic school bus, dude.
Fuck yeah, and we are going
I feel like
to
a little kid
go
again.
On an adventure. Hells yeah. This is so fucking whimsical.
No,
like, of all the shit we've done, like, this is by far the most whimsical thing we've done, and I am here for
yeah!
this.
Yeah! Look at that picture! Oh, holy my. Shit!
I kind of look like that guy on the far left. Look at there's a fucking owl. That could be Dreamer.
Oh my god!
There's a little halfling that looks like it's got fucking goggles on its head. That's Davini.
That's funny. That's too funny.
Hell,
Davini's like, oh, cool. And then suddenly she stops and turns around and looks at the dogs.
I'm going to get them inside.
Oh, that's great.
I think as long as the door is open, they can. And you're hearing this, like, through the muffle of the water.
Yeah.
I have very excellent hearing. As long as you leave the door open, the dogs should be able to shelter inside.
Okay. And she runs across the ice.
Are we sure we want to do this right now?
Well, I mean, what are we waiting for?
How long does it take to get to the island?
Oh, that's a good call.
It should have been more than a few hours.
How long has it been since... Okay, this is out of character. How long has it been since Oral started flying?
About half an hour.
And we haven't seen her, like, finish her painting, or has that already happened? Like, that goes quick.
You haven't seen her finish.
Okay.
So it could be all day, or it could be she starts it and then returns, so...
Are you telling me we have a chance to end this and we don't take it?
I know what you're saying, Dreamer, but it's one of those things where, like, I think it's so perfect. I'm saying Dreamer. I'm actually talking out of character to Lando, but it's like it just seems too perfect to not just jump in and take it. Like,
look.
It's the magic school bus. Look,
exactly.
I think if we have a chance to end this, we take it.
I'm with it. I say we get in this this amazing, fantastic half ship.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, you are possibly the greatest thing that we found along
the way. I've spent most of my life in the Feywild, and this still amazes me.
I have not, but I have spent most of my life on the sea and never seen anything like this, and this is fantastic. So.
You have no idea how long I've been waiting for you to meet Angajuk.
I'm so happy.
Yeah,
like,
I do. I love this. And this is so much better. This changes everything Rian thought about, like, sea travel now. He's just like, wait a minute. Can I just not get a ship and have a fucking wheel with a boat?
I want you to look at that narwhal and say that we're not getting on this whale. Look at it.
Tavini is going to just dump any rations she has left in the hut and be like, okay, we will be back when we are back.
I mean, there's literally like a metric ton of fucking rations on the back of that sled for him. So
oh yeah, she'll probably like unpack a couple
yeah,
of them
like,
inside.
Make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah. So
and Tavini, as you start back across the ice to join the others, Scrapper is following behind you.
Okay. I can't say no to you.
This is my TikTok all fucking all day right here. This is the Mount's TikTok that we put out, which is, it's gonna fucking die.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it.
I know.
It's literally what it says. It's gotta fucking die.
But you don't. You won't be coming on the island. Just come with us. Yes.
And as you and Scrapper get closer, and Angujuk sees Scrapper, she goes, "Oh, what's that thing? Oh. Does he it fly? He... Why isn't it flying?"
He's an axe beak. He cannot fly. But he runs very, very fast.
Who took your wings, little bird?
Why are you bringing him?
He wanted to come.
Say no!
Can you say no to this face?
Easily!
That is awesome.
And she's like holding up her hands and pointing it at Scrapper's
like
face.
Fucking like fucking squishing his face. Like...
No.
Yeah. There is just enough room for 8 creatures in the, in Angajuk's.
Oh, and with Dazan, that makes 8, so...
Yeah. So that's, there's 6 of us normal, Bluri and Dazan. So
Scrapper,
no room for Scrapper then.
I could swim alongside.
I guess you could do that. That's right. I mean, you would probably prefer that, wouldn't you, honey?
She's nodding very enthusiastically.
Yeah, like she loves it. Ah, you know what? I've never really got to see you swim underwater. That'd be awesome to watch you. Actually, let's do that. I love it.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
And so without another word, Miri sort of slips into the water down beside Angajuk there.
I love it.
Who's still, like, muffled from the water. Oh, hello, dear.
Oh,
I didn't notice Krellix on the ice, so he's clinging to Dreamer.
Sorry.
No, he was on the shore. He was afraid to get on the ice, because last time he went through.
Gonna put 2 of the heaviest motherfuckers in the same spot. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it!
As Krellix is crossing the ice towards the party, you hear Angajuk from below.
Oh, I can hear the sea ice. It seems disruptive. Is there something going on up there?
Yeah.
He's gonna be wide-eyed and just, like, kind of scraping his way across. Scoot
out
of
his belly. You might want to hop in first, Krellix.
Are you guys serious right now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Angajuk is amazing. Look at her.
I was going to say, are you seriously going to pass? I know you're not a big fan
of the ocean.
But, look at that. Is that not the most amazing thing you've ever seen? We get a chance to go under the water. And not in, like, a drowny way. In a amazing see-the-world way. Most people only get to see...
Good.
Yeah. Most people only get to see underwater for moments before they don't see anything ever again. We get to witness it.
I know you're all gonna go, so he'll reluctantly get on, very, very carefully.
All right,
and Savini will lead Scrapper on and get him to settle down.
Yeah, you know, passing through the bubble onto Angajuk's back is very weird. It feels like almost pressing your face into saran wrap, and then it sort of pops through, and you're breathing air on the other side, and.
What's that like?
I think Krellix wiping his face like he walked into a cobweb. Like he walked into a spider's web while freaked out. Like, what the fuck?
As you pass through Krellix, the bubble kind of like sort of molds around him. So almost like he's pushing on the surface before it springs back into place behind him.
Tufini's gonna go next. She says as she's pressed against the bubble.
I love it, yeah. Rian's gonna jump into it. He's just like a fucking kid.
Oh, Davini's gonna turn around and watch the next few people come in. Like, she wants to see their face as they get squished against the bubble.
Fargrin's going to shield his hair and then step through.
Since you're shielding your hair with your hands, your face is totally bare, and so it presses up against your face.
Yeah.
Like, flattens his nose against the glass, and then pop, comes through.
Fergrin, your face looked very funny.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Your hair looks good, though.
Thank you. Fixes it a little.
And you hear down there, what's the difference between good and bad hair?
Oh, this is good, that's bad, points to Reed.
What's that? And you can't, she can't see you back yeah. there.
He's pointing at Kralik.
Oh, the loud one.
Yup.
Kralik's too busy grabbing onto whatever he can to sturdy yeah. himself. He's not even going to bother.
You know, and you find yourself standing in the front half of what looks to be a boat. Like somebody had sawed a boat in half and attached it to this whale and put a bubble on the back of it.
Oh my so there is... word.
I love it. I love it so much. It looks like a fucking spell jammer, but like with a bubble on it.
Is Burry coming with you or are you dismissing Burry?
If he fits, I assume.
I'll let Burry technically stay with the dogs. Let him live his best life while I'm out.
That's a good call. Instead of sending him along to get killed again.
And Dazan, with a great deal of dignity, sort of watches Tavini's delight at Felgren's face getting smushed against the bubble, and is going to take his wizard sleeve and is going to drape it over his face and step through. And you can just make out the imprint of his eyes and his nose and his mouth, but it is through fabric.
Can Felgren use prestidigitation to puff the sleeve out of the way right before he steps through?
Absolutely.
Can do that.
His face squishes up against it. You see his cheeks blow out like
Similarly,
as he pops through, he just glares at you. Felgren, you really enjoyed that, didn't
yes,
you?
I did.
Dude. Dude, he just falls back against Scrapper laughing.
You know, you're all within fireball distance.
So are you.
Oh, stop it.
Worth it.
Anyway, what do we do? As he says that, the deck beneath your feet suddenly lurches.
Oh, dear.
And tips forward at an unnatural angle. And it's a very unusual sensation, because even though your feet are planted, it's almost like you've got the spider climb spell upon you.
Awesome.
As Angajuk starts to dive, it's still unnerving to see the world tilted at such an angle.
Turn around, look at what you see. In the mirror of your dreams. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.